Here are 11 reasons why most people fail in cryptocurrency. Listen, guys, I've been in this industry for almost 9 years right now, and I can tell you that during these 9 years of me being in crypto, I have gathered experience, and I can tell you that a lot of people fail in crypto because of these 11 reasons you are getting in this video today. So stick around and watch with me. The number one reason is lack of strategy. A lot of you come into crypto simply because, okay, maybe you have some knowledge of the financial market, right? And you're seeing the market is moving, and you just come into cryptocurrency because you see a particular coin is moving, everybody's buying it, and you just come into it, put your money, and before you know, maybe a day after or a month or a week, depending on the case, you begin to lose your money. And most of you cannot withstand what's happening in the market and you leave. That is a loss. Listen, in the cryptocurrency industry, a quitter is a loser. But I want to say one thing. Sometimes, right, for those who are professionals, I'm not talking about for beginners right now. For professionals, sometimes quitting is also a good thing. But that is a whole different topic that I will discuss another day. But here in this video, I'm going to tell you that for the long run, in the context of investing for the long term, right, a quitter is a loser. And that is what affects a lot of you, because you come into cryptocurrencies with the assumption that, okay, this is a place to make money, and when you come in and it's not going your way, you quit and you lose. So you come in without any strategy. You just come in because people are doing this thing, you want to do the same thing, you put money and you lose. At number two is chasing the hype. Now here's the thing. Some of you are not new to crypto. You are not beginners. Some of you are even professionals. You have some experience in the market. You know how to trade Forex and how to trade crypto. You know these things. You are good. A lot of you watching me right now, you are that good. Do you understand? You may not be the number one expert in the whole world, but you are good in understanding the financial market. You know a thing or two. If somebody should bring a trading computer for you right now, you know a thing or two. You know your way around, right? But even with that knowledge, you still lose. And it's because of what? Chasing the hype. Now, you have plans. You know for sure that, okay, Solana is going to do well. But because there is one coin, somebody launched a coin, maybe the name of the coin is Wakanda coin, and that coin is just booming. Some of you will just drop all the knowledge you have, all the experience, and everything you have gained over the years. You just drop everything and follow the hype. And guess what happens? When you follow the hype, they say easy come, easy go. The same way you easily follow them sheepishly, that is also how the market will leave you sheepishly and you lose your money. Coming in at number three is no risk management. Now, here's the thing. A lot of you come into cryptocurrency without risk management. Guys, it's just like a businessman who does not have any risk management. Do you understand? In money, when it comes to investment, the same thing applies. Do you have risk management? You come into crypto, for example, now they tell you, Pepe is pumping. Pepe is the coin right now. All of you pack your money. Maybe you just collected your salary for the month, right? You carry 70%, 80% of your salary. You put it into that particular cryptocurrency. Mind you, that is all you've got. And you just pump it into that particular coin. Now, what happens when that coin goes down? You've lost everything. And the same you will come out tomorrow and shout it, crypto is a scam. Cryptocurrency is a scam. I put all my money. I lost all my money. Just like a few elite people, especially down here in Africa, who are shouting that cryptocurrency is scam. Listen, you don't have the knowledge. That is why you're calling cryptocurrency a scam. The most powerful man on the planet, Donald Trump, the current president of the US, is promoting cryptocurrency. As I speak to you right now, the USA have just approved cryptocurrency reserve. They are buying cryptocurrency and storing for their children. You, African government, you are buying the US dollar to keep. Guys, I don't want to even go into that, okay? The point here is, whatever business you want to do in this life, please have a proper risk management. It is very, very important. And what is your risk management if you want to invest in crypto? Listen, bro, as you're watching me right now, are you aware that there are over 2.4 million different cryptocurrencies in the market? 2.4 million. Bitcoin is just one out of those 2.4 million. Now, you carry all your money and put them in one cryptocurrency. Are you doing justice to yourself? Do you understand? Because even the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve lived, right? God was not watering that garden with one river. There were four rivers that God was using to water and to sustain that garden. So if it will take God himself 4 rivers to water just one garden, you, what makes you think that it is one cryptocurrency alone that is going to get you to the promised land? I don't know. You do what works for you. Coming in at number 4 is impatience and emotional trading or emotional investment. Guys, here's the thing. Some of you just come because you see, oh, Bitcoin is pumping. Oh, since yesterday Bitcoin was at 100,000. Today is 105. Tomorrow is 110. Next tomorrow, the day after tomorrow is 115. The day after that is 120. Oh, you're like, oh, this thing is going up. Man, let me put money so I can make money. But you pack all your money and you put on Bitcoin. Now, as you put your Bitcoin at 120, Bitcoin begin to crash back to 110. From 110, it crashes back to 105. From 105, it crashes to 100,000. For 100,000, it crashes to 90,000. Sorry to interrupt you. Hope you have been getting value from the video so far. I just want to take out this time to inform you that according to the YouTube analytics, it shows me that only 3% of people who watch my content actually engage with my content. So I kindly ask you, please subscribe to the channel, leave a comment, and also like the video. If possible, you can share the video if you really want to show me that you support me in what I am doing. Now let's get back to the video, and thank you for subscribing and for liking the video. Before you know, you'll be like, oh, this is not what I bargained for. What is happening in the market? What's happening? Oh, no, I can't take this. I'm losing my money. Crypto is a scam. This thing, I've already said it, is a scam. You go, you sell. Now you sold at 90. When you sold at 90, 1 week later, 2 weeks later, from the third week, Bitcoin is back at 100,000. Before you know, it's at back at 110. You rush back again, you buy at 110. You buy 110, Bitcoin begin to correct back again to 103, 102, 101. You'll be like, what is happening? My village people are after me. Guy, your village people are not after you. You are the one who is after yourself. Why? Because you are trading with emotions. You are not trading with statistics. Guys, I want to tell you something here. Please pay attention to this part now. This is a soundbite. Emotional trading is the most dangerous portfolio manager. I'll take it again. Emotional trading is the most dangerous portfolio manager for anybody in the financial market, be it crypto or the forex market. You don't trade with emotions. You don't invest with emotions. You invest with facts and figures. You invest with technicalities. Do you understand? You can also add a little bit of fundamentals, but technicalities should guide whatever you are doing, because at the long run, it is technicality that definitely directs where the market is going. So no matter whatever you do, get your technicalities right. Make sure you are accurate with your technicalities. Coming in at number 5 is market cycles. Now, a lot of people don't understand what market cycle is about. Guys, let me tell you this. Every business in this world has its own season, its own cycle. Do you understand? Be it whether you are into the business of buying rice and selling rice, there are periods where people eat more rice, and there are people when people eat less rice. There are periods where people take a lot of ginger. There are times when people don't take a lot of ginger. I don't know if you get the point now. So if you are in that business, what you should be looking for is, at what time of the year is there surplus supply of ginger in the market? Because when there is surplus supply of that commodity in the market, the price will be low. And then when there is less supply of that commodity in the market, the price of that commodity goes up. So it's the same thing in the crypto world. Crypto has its own cycle. The gold market has its own cycle. All kinds of commodity and assets, they all have their own cycle. Even those in the real estate business, they will tell you, they also have their season. They also have their own cycles in their business. So it is the same thing for you in crypto. Okay. Now the cryptocurrency cycle comes every 4 years. But here is the thing. The cycle doesn't start in the year of halving. Now the Bitcoin halving takes place every US election year. That's what it is right now. Except if anything happens that decide to change that. But as it is right now, the Bitcoin halving happens every United States of America's presidential election year. Take for example, the first halving took place in 2012. That was a US election year. The next one happened in 2016. That was also an election year. Then the next, I think 2016 was the one that brought in Donald Trump into power, right? Then in 2020, that was also another US election year. That was the one that brought Joe Biden into power. Then 2024 was also another US election year. It was the same year that brought Donald Trump back into power again. Are you seeing the pattern? So when you are doing this investment thing of a thing, guys, First thing, it's not just about understanding how to trade that particular commodity or how the commodity works, but what you need to be honest, you need to be checking up on yourself is, what is the pattern in this business? What is the cycles in this business? Now, if you understand the pattern and the cycle, whoever you are, well, however the market wants to treat you, you will always be at the top of the game. And it's the same thing in the crypto market. But here's the thing in the crypto market. Now, if the halving, like the halving of 2024, it took place on the 20th of April, 2024. That is the day the Bitcoin halving took place. Now, the bull market does not start immediately on that day of the halving. The bull market tops its peak at least within 12 to 18 months after the halving date. So the halving took place on the 20th of April, 2024. Now we are in June, 2025. So we are still within that time frame of 12 to 18 months. So we are done with the first 12 months. We still have the remaining 6 months left for the market to top at its maximum peak and begins to correct back again. So you must understand these cycles in order for you to succeed in the cryptocurrency space. Coming in at number six is no exit plan. Now, here's the thing, guys. In everything you do in life, you should always have your exit plan. Some people will come into cryptocurrency without an exit plan. They come into a particular cryptocurrency, they put money, they watch the money rise up in serious profit, and they will still be watching the money will crash back again to zero. They've lost all their profit. You bought a cryptocurrency at $10. That coin has gotten to $20. It got to $15. First of all, you bought it at $10. It got to $15. It got to $20. It got to $25. And somebody was telling you, oh, this coin is going to $50. And you decide to sit back and wait for that coin to go to $50. What if at $25, the coin decide to crash back to $5? You have lost half of your money because you bought it at $10. You bought at $10. It went to $15. You didn't sell. It went to $20. You didn't sell. It went to $25. You didn't sell. And now it crashed back to $5. And one thing a lot of people don't understand here is that the crashing speed of cryptocurrency is sometimes faster than the rising speed. Are you getting what I'm saying? So when you invest your money in any cryptocurrency, let's say you bought it at $10, when it gets to $15, bro, take out at least 50% of your money. Now you wait. When it gets to $20, you take out maybe another extra 20%. If it goes to $25, you take another extra 20%. If the coin decides to crash to $5, you are not at loss. You have made back all the money you have invested, even with profits. Now, that is an exit plan. So at whatever point in time you are going into cryptocurrency, please have an exit plan. That is the best strategy you can ever give yourself or you can ever get for yourself. Coming in at number seven is the fact that a lot of you trust the gurus you watch on social media, like watching me right now, right? Now, I can vouch for myself that I don't give regulated information. I don't give misleading information to my audience. Why? Because I love my audience. And I respect, if there's anything I respect so much in my life, it's my integrity and my reputation. But I cannot speak for another influencer. I cannot speak for another content creator. Now, a lot of you, you just come, you watch videos, and whatever the person you're watching says, before you know it, you move money, you want to go and invest. Have you done your research? That is why when you are watching my videos, the OB Crypto videos, every of my videos, you will hear me giving you warning. This is not a financial advice. Do your own research. I'm going to play that right now.
This is not a financial advice. Do your own research.
Now that you have just listened to it, I play this video on, I put this clip, this short clip on every of my video. I don't give financial advice. Do your own research. But that does not mean that I do not trust the information I'm sharing with my audience. But what I am saying here is this. If I can vouch for myself, can I vouch for other content creators? The answer is absolutely no. Can you also vouch? Even you watching me right now, even me that can vouch for myself, can you vouch for me? The answer is absolutely no. You can vouch for me. Do you understand? So when you watch videos like this and you get educated from the content that we create, the next thing you should be doing is for within yourself is go and do research, no matter how small it is. Do you understand? Go to Google. This person is saying, put it on Google. Just by the time you read like three or four different websites or information you're getting from different sources, you will have gotten a clear picture of what that person is saying. At least you have your own perspective. You have your own conviction of what that person is saying. From that particular point in time, you can begin to make your own decision. Why? Because you have gathered information from different sources. Do you understand? And one thing you need to know here is this. It is not every crypto influencer you watch that have your best interest at heart. Some of us as content creators are influenced. That is the truth. Some people are paid to say the things they say just to get you to invest. Like for me, if any crypto project is sponsoring my video, I will tell you that this video is sponsored by this particular project. Do you understand? And when I tell you it's being sponsored, it's up to you to decide what to do at that point in time. Are you getting me? So some other influencers may not do that. They will just come and tell you, oh, this coin, what I'm seeing, this coin is going to make 50x. You go, you follow them sheepishly. You put your money in that particular project. And when that project crashes to zero, if you come back to that DM, you want to comment, a lot of them will block you. For me, my comment section is open. I don't block anybody. Even when you're saying trash, I don't block anybody. I respond to you as much as I can. And if any of my video is being sponsored or influenced by any third party, I will tell you that this video is being sponsored by so and so. That way, when you're making your decisions, you will make your decision with a grain of salt. Do you understand? That is exactly how this industry works. So guys, please, when you are watching content from crypto influencers on YouTube or any other platform, please take your time to do some research so you can have a different opinion or multiples of opinion or ideas concerning that particular project before you put in your hard-earned money. Coming in at number 8 is getting scammed or rug pulled. Now, what is rug pulling in crypto industry? It's where somebody launches a coin. Do you understand? And the person sits back, the developer or the programmer who developed that coin sits beside and is watching. When the coin gets to a particular price, guess what he does? He will sell everything because he created the coin. So he has all the total supply of that coin in his wallet. So he or she will just sell everything available in his wallet. And by the time the person sells everything they have in their wallet, that is liquidity loss. It will take the price of the coin, bam, to zero. Everybody loses their money. And that person goes home happy with their loot. So a lot of you lose your money to platforms like this. And things like this are influenced by sometimes you watch content from content creators that you don't even know. You get a lot of these content creators from foreign countries. I'm not going to mention any country's name because I don't want to have any backlash. But you know the countries, you know the ones that you have seen that will tell you, oh, guys, this coin is going to... The funny thing is that some of these people don't even know how to speak good English. I'm not saying that speaking good English is a sign of intelligence or it's a sign of being smart. Do you understand? But guys, when you see something that is awful, you will know that this thing is awful. You will know. Your intuition will tell you. Your instincts will tell you. But some of you will just ignore these things and still just want to put money because, oh, the person said it and his video has gotten 100,000 views. He has over 10,000 comments and people are saying the coin is good. And you just go and follow the crowd. Bam, put your money and there you go. You get rug pulled. It happens every day, especially in the Solana network where, the Solana network has become a get-together party of scammers and rock pullers. A lot of you go there and put your money in things like this and you lose. Coming in at number 9 is neglecting your security, your cyber security on the internet. Now, here's the thing. Some of you, right? You have an email address. You have a Bybit account. You have a Telegram account. You have a YouTube account. You have TikTok account. Now, your email address you use in creating your TikTok account, it is the same email address you use in setting up your YouTube account. It is the same email address you use in creating your Telegram account. It is the same email address you are using on your Bybit account, your Binance account. Now, that is one side. Now, the worst set of people again is that even though they are using these email address on different platforms, some people even go to the extent of using the same password. Now, your email address is DonaldTrump@gmail.com and your password is 1234. Now, you go to YouTube, your email address is DonaldTrump@gmail.com. Your password is 1234. You go to TikTok, your email address is DonaldTrump@gmail.com. Your password is 1234. I don't understand. Who taught you? Who is your teacher? Who is your mentor? Who is your ICT mentor? Who taught you computer technology? Who taught you internet application? Where did you learn this? Who taught you that that is how, that's the best way to live or to walk around the internet space, the street of the internet? Who told you that is how it is done? Guys, your security must be top-notch if you want to survive in the cryptocurrency space. And then secondly, some of you, again, is clicking of links. Somebody sent you a link on your email address to tell you, click this link and you'll get 20% discount on this particular cryptocurrency project, and you click the link. Now, when you're clicking on that link, some of these links are what we call phishing link. Now, what they do is that as you click that link is connecting to a server immediately because it's a link. That's why they call it link. It's going to link you with a server, and that server will install what they call spyware. Now, when it comes to viruses, right, you must understand, listen, there are different types of virus. There is the normal virus, there is worm, there is Trojan horse, there is spyware, there is malware. But let's just talk about spyware and malware. What is malware? Like the name implies, malware is to make your system to malfunction, either your phone or your system, your laptop, your PC, to malfunction. Do you understand? That's why it is called, that is why it is called malware. Now, there is spyware. What does spyware do? Spyware does not come into your phone to make your phone malfunction or to make your laptop malfunction. In fact, hackers these days are no longer building malwares anymore that will make your system to malfunction, because they know that when they do that, definitely you will know that something is wrong. So they're no longer building malware anymore. What they are building right now is spyware. Now, what does spyware do? Just like the name implies, spy. It comes into your phone or your laptop to spy. It steals things like images, videos. We're talking about media files, images, videos, PDF, documents. All these things are media files. It takes all these things and upload it by itself automatically to the person that created it. Are you getting what I'm saying now? That is why you'll be hearing, they'll tell you, so-and-so celebrity's noodles has leaked online. I'm sure you understand what I mean by the word noodles. Now you'll be wondering, how does this noodles get leaked? I will not deny the fact that some of these celebrities, they leak these things by themselves. But there are those that are totally innocent. These noodles are leaked by this spyware. This spyware goes into the celebrity people. They go into their devices, steal this content, and they send it to the owner. And the owner uses it to blackmail the particular celebrity or influencer or popular person or famous person. And that is how you get these people's noodles out there in the public. Now, for you in crypto, they are not coming to take your noodles. They are coming to take, to steal your wallet details. They are coming to steal your email address and your password. Now, some of this spyware also, they install what they call keystroke recorder. Now, what is keystroke recorder? Now, keystroke recorder is when you pick your phone and you are typing your password, right? That software, you know, when you are typing your password, you will not be seeing what you are typing, right? There is a hysteric sign that appears when you're typing your password, so that if there's somebody looking at your screen, the person will not be seeing what you're typing, right? Fine and good. But those asterisks, there's a software behind your keyboard on your phone. It doesn't matter whether it's a phone with keypad or a touch screen phone. There's a software that the spyware that has been planted in between that keyboard on your phone screen and the entire operating system of your phone. So what does that spyware do? As you are entering, pressing your keyword or your password or your PIN code, it's recording your screen. It's recording the keys, the buttons that you are pressing. It records those things. It gets the actual buttons and it sends them to the person that created it. That is how they hack into your email. They hack into your Bybit account. They transfer money out of your account and they do a whole lot of things. Guys, your security in the internet space is very, very important if you want to stay safe and not lose your money. At number 10 is the failure to learn continuously, the failure to evolve as the industry grows. Listen, how do you want to survive in an industry that you are not willing to evolve with it? You're not willing to grow with it. Some of you, you just come, you buy any particular cryptocurrency that you have been told to buy, but you do not invest the time to do some research and also improve on your knowledge, because the narrative is changing. As of 2016, when I got into cryptocurrency, there was nothing like artificial intelligence cryptocurrencies. There were no cryptocurrencies that were built for the artificial intelligence industry. There was no cryptocurrency that were built for the decentralized physical infrastructure industry. There was no cryptocurrencies that were built for the decentralized science industry. There was no cryptocurrencies that were built for the real world asset tokenization industry. Do you get me? That was at 2016. Now, all these different narrative and industries were not existing when I came into cryptocurrencies. But because I decided to continue to follow up and evolve in this industry, I continued to learn. I was watching videos from cryptocurrency influencers, just as you as well are watching me right now. I also continue to read books. I continue to do research online on my own to improve on my knowledge, so that I can stay relevant and up to date with what is happening in the industry. That is why I am here today. That is why I can say I possess the experience and the knowledge to share with you people. That is why I can sit down here and create this video, because I have a lot I can share with you. You also have a lot that you can learn from these years of experience and growth in the industry. Now, some of you here, is you just choose to depend on what people tell you to buy. You are not, you're on your own, you're not working on yourself to evolve with the industry. Guys, listen, the cryptocurrency industry is just like computer. If you leave computer for 10 years, computer will leave you. Those of you that know how to operate Windows XP operating system, if I give you Windows 11 Pro today, can you operate it? The answer is no. Those of you who knows maybe how to operate black and white cameras, if I give you the latest camera in the market today, can you operate it? The answer is no. Those of you that know how to write computer softwares, how to write computer programs using outdated programming language like Fortran, COBOL, and all of that, if they bring you the latest programming language today, will you be able to do anything in them? The answer is no. Listen, the cryptocurrency industry is just like mathematics. If you leave mathematics, mathematics will leave you. So if you want to be a good mathematician, you have to keep practicing. You have to keep practicing. The same thing, whether you are a lawyer, it does not matter. If you leave practicing the law will also leave you. Why? Because the Senate House and the National House of Assembly, they are creating new laws every single day. So the law is constantly changing, is constantly being amended, and new laws are being amended, redesigned and restructured, and you know, and all that. So you need to keep yourself with information. That is why if you're into cryptocurrency, you also need to keep watching videos like this. You need to subscribe to YouTube channel like the OB Crypto Network as you are watching right now, so that you will keep yourself updated. Now, talking about this right now, guys, I created a video where I explained to you the type of cryptocurrency wallet that you should use in order for you to be safe in the cryptocurrency space. If you want to watch that video, click the link appearing right now up here. Click that link. You will see the video that will teach you the best cryptocurrency wallet to have, such that your money will be safe for yourself and for your children. A lot of you watching me right now, you have your money in the cryptocurrency space. But what happens if you are no more tomorrow? What happens if, paraventure, there's a cyber attack, global cyber attack, and people lose their money everywhere? Is your own money safe? So no matter whatever you do, I will advise you to always try and make sure that you watch content from platforms like the OB Crypto Network that are always here to educate you on the new development and recent changes in the cryptocurrencies space. This is the only way you can stay up to date with what's happening in the industry, so that you can know when to swap your investment from one particular narrative to another narrative. I'll give you an example. In 2020, the narrative that was flying in 2020 to 2021 was the metaverse narrative. Metaverse narrative sold so much between 2020 and 2021. Same thing goes for NFTs. The NFT industry sold so well between 2020 and 2021. But the question right now is, who is talking about the metaverse right now? Probably nobody. Who is talking about NFTs? Most of those people that bought NFTs for millions of dollars, where are they today? all those NFTs are right now below $0 or nearly around $0. They've all lost their values. So guys, you must learn to always adapt to the new development in the industry. It is the same. It applies in any business you are doing across the world. Learn to adapt to the changes in that particular industry that you are investing your money in. Finally, at number 11 is the fact that a lot of people treat cryptocurrency like a get-rich-quick scheme. I won't lie to you, there are people who have made a lot of money in crypto within the shortest possible time. I will give you an instance. There was a young man, a young photographer, between 2020-2021. That was the era of NFTs. Now, this guy took picture of a very old man that was playing a particular African musical instrument. He took a picture of that man and sold it as an NFT. He sold it for over 2 million naira as at that time. Now, that is instant money. Crypto can do that, right? But one thing I want to let you know here is this. Now, where is the NFT industry as we speak right now in the cryptocurrency space? The NFT industry is dead. Nobody is talking about NFT right now in the cryptocurrency space. Nobody. So, guys, you must learn to treat cryptocurrency not as a get-rich-quick scheme. Treat it as a regular investment platform. If most of you will be comfortable enough to get admission and go into the university, spending 5 years of your life in that university with the hope that after graduation, you will get a job that will put food on your table. Why is it a big deal for you to invest $100 in a particular cryptocurrency and wait for it to mature after 5 years? Why is it that difficult for you? In fact, guys, the next video I'll be making, I'll be giving you guys top 3 cryptocurrencies you should buy now in 2025 and hold them till 2030. If you cannot hold up to 2030, please don't watch that video. That is the next video I'll be creating after this particular one. I'll give you guys top 3 cryptocurrencies you should buy now and wait until 2030, which is just 5 years from now. So guys, please learn to not to treat cryptocurrency as a get-rich-quick scheme. Do you understand? These are valuable digital assets and they are business. Like every other asset, sometimes they take time, or most times they take time to mature. They take time to yield profits for you. Now, today, Bitcoin is selling at $100,000. That is about 160 million naira. Today, 2025. Now, Bitcoin was launched 15 years ago. When Bitcoin was launched 15 years ago, one Bitcoin was selling for around 200 naira. I repeat, 200 naira. 200 naira. Now, imagine 200 naira and today is selling for 160 million naira. Do you see the gap? Within 15 years. Now, if somebody had met you in 2010 and told you, invest ordinary 200 naira, which is half a dollar, invest 200 naira in Bitcoin in 2010, and by 2025, that your 200 naira investment would be giving you 160 million naira today, a whole lot of you will reject it. You will cast and bind and say that it can never happen. I am telling you now, cryptocurrency is not a get-rich-quick scheme for those who understand how the capital market and the financial market works. So I'm telling you now, please learn to invest for the long run. With that said, guys, I also recorded a video that is presently on my YouTube channel where I talked about top 5 cryptocurrencies that will retire you for the rest of your life. If you want to watch that video, click the link appearing up right now. Go and watch that video. It will give you the list of 5 cryptocurrencies that if you buy them, you will be retired financially for the rest of your life. Money will be working for you if you get those particular coins. Guys, my name is Obi Crypto. With over 8 years plus of experience in the cryptocurrency space, all I want to do is to share my journey with you guys. So I beg you at this point in time, if you have not subscribed, please do subscribe to my videos right now and like the video. Drop a comment in the comment section. Tell me what you think about these 11 reasons I have talked about today. I'll see you guys in the next video. Obi Crypto, over and out.
This is not a financial advice. Do your own research.
Obi Crypto, hey, money they grow. No good, don't make you savvy road. Every update, it makes sense.